And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Mexa live at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Long Beach, California. The last day of the Fred Hall Fishing Tackle Boat Show in Long Beach at the Long Beach Convention Center. Come on down. Still plenty of time to win some great prizes. Including your choice of any pair of Maui Jim sunglasses at the Dana Landing booth. Sandro and Paul from Wicked Tuna. Mike Battistoni from Maui Jim. Bart Hall here. A lot of great stuff coming up here and a lot happening here at the Hyatt Regency. Now, I don't want to get in trouble with our show manager, Gary White, our booth manager there. So I must mention that Gary says we have, of course, the new Let's Talk Hookup hats in the booth. Really cool stuff. We have a few medium travel shirts on sale for $25, normally $55.
Nice.
And our email raffle, we're giving away a Tranx 500, an Anza knife, and a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Just sign up for our email blast at the show, and you have a chance to win that. We're going to draw those right after Del Mar. Have a chance to win the Tranx and the Anza knife and the pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. And, of course, the other thing we need to talk about is the Rollo Kids at Sea, the big event coming up. Tuna Wars 4 coming up in June. June 26th is, of course, the great captain's meeting at the Valley High. And then the big trip. And Paul says he's winning again this year. Yeah. You won last year, didn't you?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
He's
of course. Yeah. You know, that.
And then the year before that, I let Marciano win.
You let Marciano win.
And the year before that, I won.
Yeah, that was gracious of you.
Yeah. So you want to sign up for that, you go to the Rollo Kids booth and sign up for one of those trips. A lot of fun. Do you have a lot of fun? Is that fun for you, Paul?
It's going a blast. Fishing there? Yeah. I keep coming back every year. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And I think it's great because at the end of the day, the winners of this whole trip are the kids.
Yeah, taking a lot of kids fishing.
How many kids? Like over 100,000 kids or something?
Oh, well over 100,000 kids have
That's amazing, because they're the ones who benefit from it.
You bet.
I wish we could do something like this back home.
Yeah, well, I think it's really cool that you guys take time out of your busy schedule. I know it's midsummer for you guys, prime time fishing. Come out here and do that. That's really a great thing that you do for the kids.
I mean, that's how much we love fishing, though, too.
Yeah.
And we're actually thanking all the fans when we come out here and do this, too. We're thanking all the people that come with us, everyone that watches the show faithfully. It's because of you guys is why we're still on the show.
That's cool.
At the end of the day, it's like you guys are the, you know, you guys are it. We're just regular people being lucky enough to be in film because you guys are watching the show.
That's neat.
That's cool.
Absolutely.
It's all about ratings.
Great times here.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
At the end of the day, it's all about the ratings.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we're having a great show for you. And if you want to join us in the second hour, man, come down and join us. Like Pete said, still plenty of time to come down, get in on the action, get in on the raffle, step up to the microphone, ask a question, and have your shot at winning one of those killer pair of Maui Jims, any pair you want from the Dana Landing booth inside the Fred Hall show. And we're easy to find at the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach. Just come through the main lobby and head to the escalator or right downstairs or right at the end of the 710 freeway in Long Beach, having a great time. And also, if you want to give us a call on the phone this morning, we'd love to hear from you there. 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or toll-free, 877-792-1090. Best way to get a hold of us there with Let's Talk Hookup. And talk to Adam, ask a question. You're going to be in the running for winning two tickets to the Fred Hall Show when we travel down to Del Mar in just a week and a half.
Yeah, indeed. All right, Dave from Torrance is here at the Hyatt. Come on, step up to the mic, Dave. And thanks for coming down. He's got some wicked questions here.
So good morning, guys. I just had a question regarding your rigging.
For your type of bluefin tuna fishing offshore, you know, reels, line, how you rig that up, and hook size.
Typically, everybody out there is mainly running like a 200-pound backing and a Dacron. We started going to a Dacron, then into a 200-pound like Jerry Brown. hollow core braid, just so we could pack more line on there. Then we actually we splice our swivel onto our braid, and then we crimp our top shots on. The reason why we crimp our top shots on is because it's quicker, it's more efficient. Whipping them takes a long time, so a lot of times you catch fish, and by the time you get back to the anchor, you know, you have a brand new top shot on with the crimp. And that mono, whether it be Jinkai or Makai or, you know, Mamoy, that'll go down to usually like a Seaguar fluorocarbon, anywhere from 18 feet to 24 feet. And then hook size all depends on the bait. Just like over here, it's bigger the bait, you know, the bigger hook you can fish, smaller the bait, and smaller hook. And, you know, we'll go from 7-0 hooks, which are really small for these fish, all the way up to 11s and 12s, you know. Like I said, it all depends on the bait size. And a lot of times it's where you're fishing as well. You know, offshore fish seem to be a little more wild. You have to be as sneaky. It takes a lot to catch them inshore. They've seen a lot of lines. I mean, there's 22,000 permit holders over there. So
22,000
no federal permit holders. Wow. They're not all active, but there's a lot. A lot of boats.
So it takes a lot, and that's why we say, you know, persistence, just being out there. You know, those are the guys that are going to continue to catch, you know, year in and year out. We say 10% of the fleet actually catches 90% of the quota.
I've always been blown away at how light, relatively light, of fluorocarbon leaders you guys fish on fish that big.
We go, finesse. Yeah, a lot of finesse. We go usually like a Blue Label 150 to 200, even 220 if you're fishing offshore.
Seaguar Blue Label?
Yep, Seaguar yeah. Blue Label. And we actually, I've actually caught 2,000 pounders, two separate 1,000 pounders, on 130 Premier Seaguar.
Wow.
Get out of here.
Swear to God. One a tournament, and the other one I caught December 15th.
It's all about the rod, too. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why you'll see us changing rods a lot. It took us a long time to get a rod to be perfected to catch the fish back home. And we usually use the 80s for the smaller tuna like you guys mm-hmm. get. Because we also take charters out, and we don't want them all to be pulling in giants with beef sticks. We want them to enjoy the fight. Plus, when they're not, you know, they don't do it for a living, they don't understand. So the 80 always stays bent. That's why a lot's got to do with the rod and mm-hmm. the reel. We'll use the 80s for charters, which is really nice.
So when you say it, a lot has to do with the rod, so when you're fishing lighter line, are you using a rod that has more flex in it?
A lot more flex. Okay. The 80s more are a give. Thinner blank. Yeah, it's usually the Kelstar blank. Uh-huh. That's pretty much what all my rods are.
Yeah.
Yep. We went to, like, finally went for the last few years. We just talked to our rod builder. He was a guy, real easy custom rods. And we always complained, you know, the 80s were nice. You know, we definitely, just having that extra give and just easier to keep the rod tight was nice. But when we got a decent chop and, you know, you hooked onto a bigger fish, you'd almost bottom him out.
You need backbone.
Didn't have the lifting power. So finally he did all of his research and he came out with a hybrid, a 130 butt with a 80 tip. And that since mm-hmm. then, it's been a game changer. So now you can fish light line up to heavy line and, you know, have that back end to really pull that fish up, turn his head.
Interesting. Great. Right. Thanks for coming down to the Hyatt this morning and enjoy the show today. Thanks a lot for coming down. When you say 22,000 permit holders, does that include all the Googans, too?
Oh, yeah. 99% Googans.
So when you're fishing for bluefin tuna down where you guys are, you have to have a permit to fish for them?
A federal permit.
A federal permit.
Yep.
A state and federal
Absolutely.
Permit. What do those cost for, like, a resident?
$35.
That's it?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. But the safety gear is very expensive.
Yeah.
Anyone can get one. That's what's wrong with the fishery, the commercial part of it.
Yeah.
Anybody.
And that's the problem, is that any person can sell their fish.
Right? If you get the permit.
If you get the permit. Are there?
Thousands and thousands of people getting into this fishery daily. It's yeah. crazy well, out there on a weekend.
It's a lot of money for those fish. What's the most you've ever received for a fish?
$60 a pound.
$60 a pound?
Yeah,
how big is that?
2 years ago, I got one for just under $50.
Wow.
Yeah, $47 a pound. Yeah. Back to the boat.
Sandro?
My best ever was about 28. The fish did 16,200 back to the boat.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a big payday. Yep.
Yeah, so Unreal. This is a high-dollar deal for sure.
Yeah, not all of them.
That was
not
luck, though.
I've also, Sandro has gotten 50 cents a pound.
Yeah.
53.
53 cents a pound?
That was only a couple of years back.
Why was that fish only 53 cents a pound?
It was a big fish. That was actually that one of those tournament fishes, a 1,000-pounder. It was pretty early in the season.
Red meat.
You know, big fish don't do very well in market, unfortunately.
Oh, interesting.
Generally, we prefer a fish anywhere from 300 dress, like a core weight, all up to 450 dress.
Those are the prime.
Yeah, that's what we want. And they're easy to handle.
The later the season, the fattier the fish?
Typically. Yeah.
Okay, which means more dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Fantastic.
We have so many people out there catching the quota. Last year, we fished like a week out of every month because the quota would get caught. So there's 20,000 boats out there catching fish. It was a joke.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure.
A lot of boats.
And that's good. Well, look what you guys did. Look what you guys caught.
Hey, well, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with a man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. Today, the Catch Report's been sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks. It's time to stock up again on Gamakatsu Hooks. Buy two packs and get one free. You heard it right. Buy two, get one free. It's happening today while supplies last at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach. You can see participating dealers like Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Turner's Outdoorsman. Buy your two packs at your favorite dealer, then go to the Gamakatsu booth and get your free pack. Almost any size and type are going to be available, so get your Gamakatsu hooks today at the show.
Indeed. All right. Let's talk to the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Good morning, Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Hey. Rick, how you guys doing today? I barely have a voice left.
Nice voice, Dave. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah, there's been a lot of people at the show that we've had to talk to.
That's right, buddy.
It's been quite amazing the amount of people. No one has seen this many people at the show, so this industry is super healthy right now. It's pretty spectacular. And then, what happened yesterday? The bluefin started biting again. There's yellowtail biting at the islands again. Just like we said, just in time for the Fred Hall show. And I'm going to cut it short because I can't even talk, and I got to do 3 seminars today.
All right.
You sound great.
Yeah, you really sound. That seminar, you can't wait for your seminars. What time are those going to be?
12 o'clock, 3:15, and 4:30.
All right. I think you better get Danny from Fish Dope to help you out today. I don't know. Might want to drag Danny in there. But anyway, Dave, great job. And bluefin tuna, where's that?
Well, I was just talking to Danny, and it sounded like there was some fish caught outside the 9 yesterday. And it sounded like there was some fish caught outside of Clemente yesterday. But we were trying to put it all together here, but I had to talk to you guys first. So look at Fish Dope, and you'll get the dope exactly where it was at.
All right. Check fishdope.com and save $20 on a new membership using the code HOOKUPNOW and see them here at the show. Use that code. They'll give you $20 off on a new membership. And, Dave, how do we find you?
You guys can look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com. You can come to the show today and see me yell and scream at everybody. And you can give me a call at 949-374-0786, and I'll see you at the show today, Pete.
Thanks, right. Dave. Feel better, buddy.
Very good.
I feel great. I just can't talk.
Can't talk, yeah, for sure.
All right, guys. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks very much. Hey, Gus from Burbank. Come on up here, Gus. Gus, again, brought us some of this delicious custom smoke salmon that he does so well.
Morning, guys. Morning,
thank
Bart.
You, Gus, for that.
I have a question for you guys, you New Englanders. My wife is from Boston, and I went to the New England Conservatory of Music. What the heck is a scrod? You don't see scrod on any of our menus out here.
It's a very small codfish.
Oh, it's a cod.
Yeah, that's very small cod.
You see it on Fridays a lot in
scrod
in New England, and I never see it here, but we see it there.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a small cod.
And do you guys use that for bait?
No, actually, we used to.
Yeah.
Now we'll go to prison.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You cannot have a codfish on your boat. They don't even want you in the area where you can hook one.
Really?
God, really?
Yeah, they shut it off.
No kidding.
They
and that's what you
it down
that big fish, Sandro, that you were talking about, you caught it on a cod. That was before the closure?
Yeah, that was 2008.
Wow.
That was a while ago. They just recently, it's been about 2-3 years now. And now the cod fishing is out of this world.
Phenomenal.
But they won't open it yet?
But they won't open it.
Jeez.
It's pretty sickening. It, you know, we're out there ground fishing. We do our ground fish charters in April and May. And we're catching haddock. And our cod bycatch is, it's unbelievable. It's nonstop fishing. Hmm. If you don't have a bite within 2 seconds, you got to pull your bait up to check, make sure it didn't fall off on the way down.
No kidding.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
And that's what you call scrod there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. There you go,
there you
Gus.
Go. Good job, Gus.
You might want to smoke one of those. Get one when they open the season again.
Sure, I'll smoke it.
All right. Thanks for coming down to the Hyatt here. Appreciate that very much. All right. Wayne from CCA is here. Good morning, Wayne. Thanks for all your support of CCA California. Wayne's done a tremendous job. Any luck finding the right person yet?
We're still interviewing.
To assist you?
We got people still interviewing this weekend. And we're going to keep continuing to find the right person to help us out with the state of California.
You're interested in helping Wayne out, contact CCA.
Come to the booth, guys, because we'll be having that lead band petition. Our booth, the Turner's booth, and the Berkeley booth all have a petition signing.
Okay.
Area. Hey, the question I have for Maui Jim Mike, we get a lot of this kind of cloudy weather, fog and stuff, and whether we're on a boat or driving, what is the perfect lens, even though, you know, Southern California is supposed to be always sunny, it isn't, but to get that glare while you have this, you know, overcast type condition?
That's a great question. Our Maui HT lens, which Pete wears, we came out with it a couple of years ago. We said it was for low light, and it is, but it's good even for bright sunlight. I'm from here, but I live in Florida now, and it's the only color I wear, even out there. It lets most of the light in for contrast, transition. That's what you need, because there's glare right now out there, and most people will have to take their glasses off, and you're still squinting. But it's unbelievable lens color. You can see kelp patties, birds, bait, everything you want to see, I think. Guys out in Florida wearing it, even in bright sunlight, like I said, for sail fishing. One place is on the PGA Tour. Most of the caddies wear that color. It's a greenish smoke color, and it's a really unique color that we have. And, you know, trap shooters use yellow, which is a great color, but that's not polarized. So this is one of the highest contrast lens color that's polarized. And I recommend the Maui HT for sure.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Wayne. Thanks for all you do. And go by the CCA California booth. You get into the show for free if you join CCA, and you get the goodie bag and all to save a lot of money, too. So go by and see Wayne. And if you're interested in that job, talk to him about that,
might
too.
Might be your next path.
Captain Art Taylor from the Searchers on the line. Good morning, Art.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Just wanted to let the listeners know there we're traveling down the Baja coast here on an ecotourism trip, and boy, there's sure lots and lots of life and bait and birds and everything outside of Colonnette and clean water, and we're approaching Isla San Benito, and we got 64 degree water, and conditions look good, and we have some exciting news for Searcher Sport Fishing. We negotiated a deal, and we're adding Captain Sean Trowbridge, also known as the Bulldog, to Team Searchers. So Sean's going to be coming to work for us in July. So if you want to go on a 1.5 to 7 day trip, we got quite the lineup of captains with myself and Captain Aaron Remy and Captain Sean Trowbridge running trips this up and coming season. So that's awesome news for us. We're very excited about it.
Yeah, that is great news. Sean's a great captain and a good guy, and going to be a nice addition to a great
That's
boat,
great
the Searcher Sport Fishing. Of course, we saw you at the show up here. I believe you were here yesterday, right? Or day before?
I was there on Friday, yeah.
Friday, okay.
Thursday, and Friday, and then drove back down and got on the boat Friday night on a ecotourism trip, yeah.
Very good. Okay, but you left your wife Celia here in the Searcher booth, so go by, sign up for some trips. We have, of course, those Let's Talk Hookup day-and-a-half trips in August that have availability, and received confirmation that Patrick G., the one and only, is going to be on those trips, hosting those trips for us, so that's fantastic. And then you have a lot of other great trips that you can buy and sign up at the Searcher booth here at the Fred Hall Show today.
Yeah, that's correct. Aisle 600 there, Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and Dave will be there today. It's been a great show so far. And, yeah, don't forget those Let's Talk Hookup day and a half trips. And we're very lucky to have Patrick G come along and be an instructor and pass out some nice goodies and all his info about saltwater fishing. So they're great trips to get on.
All right. Very good. Captain Art Taylor, Searcher, safe travels. Good to see that we have some great water conditions. It's time to go fishing. Thanks a lot for the check, Art. We appreciate that very much. And let's go ahead and jump back into the phones. There,
you got
Rick.
It.
We've packed up, huh?
You got it, buddy. Phones are getting packed up. Let's talk to Bob. He's calling us from Huntington Beach. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. I got questions for the guys from Wicatuna about that green stick that they use on some of the episodes. How's that rigged up, and what does that do?
Pretty much the main purpose behind that green stick is a game fish, you know, chasing, you know, some bait. By us, it really doesn't work very well. Trolling used to work back in the day, but it's just not what it was anymore. You have a better shot now. Early season is just soaking free baits and sit there and waiting. Down in North Carolina, it's different. Those fish are, you know, they're hungry, and they're moving fast, and they're feeding. They're making their migration, and there's a lot of current down there. Those guys really can't anchor up, or, you know, even drift tough sometimes. But it's very productive there. Just like I said, those fish just seem to eat, you know, so readily there, and so maybe, you know, one day it might pick back up back home, but for now, you know, it's just we're fishing live baits primarily.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. So is it like an outrigger, just straight up?
Yeah, it's pretty much a huge outrigger. That's what it really is. And that big bird in the, you know, the back there that's dragging around is supposed to, you know, mimic, you know, a game fish, you know, chasing a bunch of bait.
The yummy fly.
Like big squids, right?
Yep, yeah, they usually dangle squids on there, yeah. Plastic squids.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, it's cool. That's what you see in the north versus south, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much
a lot
primarily.
Of green sticking down there.
Yeah, yep, yeah. Yep.
Do a lot of boats, you know, I mean, I know they do for the show, but is that a common thing? Do a lot of boats that fish in your fishery travel down there and fish that fish as it comes up, or is it more common for you to just, most of the guys just stay in their home, stay in their hood?
Most guys will stay in their hood there. They'll stay local. If you go to it for the show, for Wicked Tuna, if you're lucky enough to do it, then it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're making a lot of extra money from doing the show. But for us, you know, to go down there commercially, there's really not much into it. They have a small quota, just around 50 tons this year, and it gets caught very quickly. And by the time you get down there with fuel, you know, wear and tear on the boat, you know, dockage, you know, it's really not worth it for us. We fish enough up here. It's nice to kind of take a few months off.
Green sticking is a southern fishery.
Okay.
That's
southern,
what they do down
yeah.
south.
Yeah.
It's 1,000 feet deep of water. It's a 7 and 8 knot current. They cannot anchor up,
mm-hmm.
so they have to troll. That's how they catch them down there.
Interesting.
The only time they start doing live bait and drifting is at night, because we, from Cape Cod, went down there and showed them what to do. But you'll see it. Marciano does it this year.
Yeah.
And he gets them every day he goes out.
Yeah.
Showed
them this
night.
Stuff.
At night.
And well, this is in the Gulf Stream,
the
right?
The Carolina guys, they go home.
Yeah.
At 5, 6 o'clock, if they don't catch fish, they go all the way in. And it's 55 miles. We sleep out. We mm-hmm. drift. Because you can't anchor up.
You can't
gotta drift. You end up 30 miles away.
Wow.
At night. Yeah, that current is really strong.
Wow, interesting.
So that's why they troll. They troll the Ballygo like mm-hmm. everyone else, and they troll the green stick.
Interesting. All
yeah.
right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Janice from St. Clemente's here at the Hyatt. Janice, thanks for coming down to the Fred Hall Show today. Great to see you.
Hi, Janice.
Good morning. You've actually answered quite a few of them about the using, with what kind of bait are you using or what kind of artificials are you using. Is there a particular one that does better in some area?
It absolutely. The squids work good down there, and the live baits work good up where we are. In mm-hmm. Carolina, it's totally different fishery.
The squid, are you catching the squid or using?
No, we're using rubber squid when we're trolling.
Okay, so it's rubber, it's not the one you catch or anything like that?
No, up north where we are in Gloucester, we use all live bait. 99% of the time, whatever you catch, wherever you are, mm-hmm. that's what you put on the hook.
Okay.
It's called matching the hatch.
Match the hatch. Thanks, Janice, for coming down. Appreciate that.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest Aftec fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must-see this year, and the deals will be unmatched. Accurate reels are an important part of any angler's quiver, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have a massive selection of Accurate at the show. Accurate builds high-quality reels right here in the USA, and the reliability and fishability are unmatched. Have the Fisherman's Landing Tackle crew help you select the perfect Accurate reel. Come visit our greatest booth ever, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independent Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at independentsportfishing.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, live at the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach for the last day of the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach. And boy, if Sunday is anything like the previous, you know, Wednesday through Saturday, it is going to be an absolute barn burner. Best show we've ever got to be a part of. This has been just absolutely awesome.
And a perfect day to be indoors
today.
Wow, is it raining out there?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It does not look nice.
No.
Come to the show.
Come on inside. There's plenty to do here for sure. Chuck in Long Beach is here inside in the Hyatt Regency. Nice and comfortable in here. Good morning.
All right. Chuck making his way down.
All right. While he's making his way down, I want to thank Rick from RC Productions, our extraordinary engineer. Let's
right,
give Rick
job,
a big
Rick.
Hand, man. He's the best.
Yeah,
and
no
his,
doubt.
His assistant, Caden, is here, too, helping us out. He's a tremendous engineer, and he does all the traveling with us when we do the Sport Fishing Association of California gigs down in Mexico. Rick packs his bags and travels with us, and that's quite an effort. So we really appreciate what you do, Rick. Thank you.
Hi, good morning, guys. Question is from Mike. So you guys are kind of like the Shimano version of the sunglass industry for what we do. Are there any plans, like what they do, to offer maybe more mid- or entry-level products throughout your line as opposed to just the super high-end that you do?
We get asked that every day. We start at 169, so it's still, that's a lot. I agree with you. but it's the patented lens technology that we have. That it's just that it's that expensive. And right now, our owner, we're privately owned, like I said, he does not want to go offshore. You know, all the product is made. We make half our glasses are glass lens, which those come from Italy, and the other half are from Japan, and all the plastic lenses. Anything that has the name Maui in it means it's ours, it's our registered trademark, it's our design. It's just very expensive technology, and I don't see that. We do own another company called Zeal. And they do have glasses that are less. They started like I think 79. It's not the same product. You know, you get what you pay for, unfortunately. And so I don't think so.
And all these are made in the USA.
No, they're not. Yeah, our prescriptions are done.
The prescriptions
our lab is there, but no, the best glass lenses in the world come from Italy.
From Italy.
And that's where our lenses.
Really?
That's where our glass lenses come from, and the frames do too. Everything's made there. And for glass, and then the plastic lenses, we have, I think, five different plastic quality lenses now. They all come from Japan.
Why don't you explain those plastic lenses?
Okay, that's a great question. So polycarbonate is we have that. Most people do. It's the least quality, but it's a necessary for price point. That's our $169, $189 price points. And then from there, we've always wanted something better, so we came out with a Maui Evolution, which is a little bit better product. When I say better, it's less scratch resistant, optically clearer. And then we came out with Maui. Maui Brilliant is our newest technology, and that's what the new readers, the Maui readers, come
oh,
in.
Oh, really?
And that right now is the optically clearest and lightest plastic lens in the world. And it's called Maui Brilliant, and we own it. It's ours, and it's in our readers, and it's as close to glass as you can get to glass.
And it's cool. Pretty scratch resistant.
Very, yeah. I use it in salt water, and it's holding up fine, and it's very optically clear. And so it's technical, but the optician side, it's called Abbey value, and they're rated. So just to give an example, like polycarbonate is I think it's only like a 30, where glass is like a 60. That tells you the quality difference. And Maui Brilliant is like 56.
Wow, no kidding.
Just give you a
that
comparison.
Close, huh?
Yeah, it's an unbelievable product.
Yeah, it is a great product. And so the readers that you have, and these are custom readers that you had made just for this show, these My Maui glasses that you have at the Dana Landing booth today.
Exactly. Normally we just have our Hoakipa and Macaw, which is our sport models, and polycarbonate available
right.
in readers. That's what you can find at most retailers. But
not the higher grade plastic like these.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we went and made our top fishing models, the Piahi World Cup, Byron Bay, and we put the readers in that. And there's a $40 difference for to have the reader in any of the glasses.
That's so okay.
And these are all made, custom made for this purpose.
Yeah. Normally you would have to go. You cannot order these online. You'd have to go to one of our local dealers and have them order it from our lab, and it might take a week to 2 weeks to get them, and there could be shipping and charge and stuff, but we have them right here to go. You take them right with you. Try them on, because it's nice, because the reader is, it varies on the size of the lens and the frame, and so you want it to fit perfectly in your eyes, and so you can try them on right here and just take them right with you.
Wow.
I love the readers. That's what I use.
Oh, they're awesome, yeah. And so these are made in the same lab that make the $800 prescription lenses in Peoria,
exactly.
Illinois.
They're cut right, yeah, cut
right there. So this is a rare opportunity if you want. I'm telling you, if you're, you know, challenged reading or tying hooks or something like I am, these readers are sensational, and if you want a pair of these, it's a rare opportunity to go by the Day Landing booth today and check out all the different styles. You still have a few left.
Yeah, we brought about 100 of different ones, and they've been a hit. The first couple of days, I think people knew it, and they've not used to seeing them, and we went through a bunch. But we still have a good selection of all three powers. We do a 1.5, a 2, and a 2.5.
And they're only a $40 upcharge from the regular lens.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool.
And
pretty
if you do get them and your eyes change, we will change the lens power for you, you know, for that $75 lens change.
Really?
So that's a really nice feature that
that's
we
awesome.
Offer.
Wow. That's Maui Jazz. Randy Costa Mesa, you're next up on the mic there, Randy. Come on up and enjoy the beautiful
it's
show.
It's actually so nice not to have 10 pairs of readers on the boat.
Yes.
Just floating around everywhere.
I got a couple pair of Maui Jim readers, and it's great.
They're killer.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
My question's for Sandro. I see the live bait that you guys use. And a lot of times it looks pretty questionable when it's going over the side. It doesn't look very live. Do you guys chunk and that kind of stuff, or is that just a show quality deal?
You're paying too much attention. we do fish primarily live baits. However, we do have, you know, our little hidden secrets, you know, for sure, for dead bait that we try not to show on the show. That's one thing we started when we first started filming. We said just no showing of the rigged baits. The reason why we do that, because it's been trial and error for the last 30, 40 years, and it's tough to just give up a trade secret that easily. But I'd say for us personally, our bites are probably 60% live and 40% dead.
Wow.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. But we're never going to see your trade secrets.
Not unless you come out fishing with us.
Okay. Yeah. Now, that's speaking
we
of
actually put that in the contract.
Oh, no kidding.
That they do not film us rigging the baits.
Yeah. But you guys do take people charter fishing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, both of you.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
You can actually go fishing for bluefin tuna with you guys.
Absolutely.
Yep. We do charters. We start mid-April, and we go all the way into about the third week of July. And we switch over to our tuna fishing in June. And then we reserve about a month and a half for the filming of the show. And then we'll go back to commercial, you know, / charter fishing.
So if somebody wants to come and catch a big bluefin tuna with you guys, what time of year should they come?
September on is typically our prime time.
Yeah. And how do you book a charter with you guys?
We just go through the website, fishgloucester.com. The link for Dave's email is right there, and you can ask him whatever questions you want if you're interested. And I'm pretty sure Paul does it pretty much the same way.
Is that the same way, Paul?
Yeah.
FishGloucester.com?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, cool.
You can either that or we all have big clothing websites. You can leave messages on that. Or if you come to the Maui Jim booth, I have cards. So.
Okay.
So you
cool.
go fishing great. On the Wicked Pisser.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or thetuna.com.
Like you could be Wicked Pisser.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, and September, October is such a beautiful time to be in New England, too.
Yeah, July's nice, too. July, the weather's really beautiful out there in July.
Just don't go now.
No.
Yeah, oh, God,
for
no.
Sure. We don't even want to go back.
Yeah, don't blame you.
There's another storm the day we get back. The next day's going to be a northeast.
Oh, great. Brian in Hoopa Valley has a question. Thanks for coming down this morning to the Hyatt and the Fred Hall Show. Of course, the show opens at 10 a.m. this morning. A lot to see today. Goes right till 7 o'clock when it all comes down.
Hey, Paul and Sandro. I was down there in Gloucester when Superstorm Sandy came in, so I had an experience there. But I saw you out on the docks when we were at the restaurant down there.
Right.
But on your charter trips, if you get a passenger catches a bluefin tuna, do you guys sell that at the market, or
if it's over 73 inches, because there's a limit, mm-hmm. we could catch the ones under 73. We can keep one a day under 73, but if it's over 73, we have to sell it. We have to put a federal tag in it, claim it. It goes through a process.
Huh.
If they're over 73, because it's got to go on the quota.
Passengers get a cut on that?
Yeah, absolutely. They get a cut on it.
Oh,
No kidding.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a surprise. I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most guys do it. We do about 15% of the fish up to the price of the charter. So,
oh man.
Yeah.
I'm up there.
Yeah.
That's
so
a nice deal.
If a guy got super lucky and had some crazy perfect fish that was worth a bunch of money, they could in theory get the entire charter for free.
I had to pay. 2 years ago, I got that $47 a pound back to the boat fish. I had to give them guys all their money back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And how, if you go in the prime time there, September, October, what's the success rate? Are you going to catch a tuna every time?
Not every time. It is still fishing.
Yeah, of course.
After all, but, you know, you do lose them, and there is a lot of fish around. That's why we recommend overnights.
Overnight.
I was going to say
that way you get another chance.
How many days would a guy appropriately want to put in if he wanted? I mean, obviously it's fishing, and there is no guarantee.
Yeah.
But what would you say is the appropriate amount of days a guy would charter you if he wanted to have a pretty fair shot at catching a fish?
A couple days.
Yeah, a couple days. We recommend at least three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Let's try and sneak in a phone call, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Chuck? He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. What's up, Chuck? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
Being on the show with us, man. You guys are an excellent show on TV, and those glasses are phenomenal. I got a couple things. I never see you guys use any flat balls when you're anchored up at night. We jig them up with single hooks and bite leaders and with live squid on them. You guys ever try flat balls over there? And let's try to sneak a Let's Talk hookup on Marciano's sticker wall. Let's get that going on.
Good idea.
We don't. Guys don't down towards the south there. They're really not fishing at night, but they're using jigs, like butterfly jigs, stuff like that. But us primarily, that's all going to be bait fishing.
Okay.
And, you know, we're fishing the 130s too, so dropping a jig on a 130 could get pretty interesting.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Bob, and thanks for the call, by the way. Bob in Simi Valley, you're next up here on the live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast as we wind down.
Oh, he's got the
good-looking shirt, huh?
Yeah,
good-looking shirt.
Wicked piss off.
Hey, good morning, everybody. First of all, thanks, Bart, for these shows. This is outstanding what you do here. Real important to make sure everybody signs that petition for the proposed ban on the lead weights. Everybody needs to get on that paper.
Absolutely.
My question is for you guys from Wicked Tuna. You guys have those great bent rods with the big 130s, and we see them on the show in gear with fish on, picking them up out of the holder, walking them around the boat, sticking them somewhere else. Can you tell us, you guys ever lose anything overboard?
Go ahead, Sandro.
Yeah. There's a story behind that.
Yeah. Here we go.
Usually when we do move around rods, you know, you back off the drag because, you know, 45 pounds of drag and a fish screaming at 40 miles per hour, you know, that's tough to hold on to. But I personally have not dropped a rod over the side. Last year we had a fish come up on the down rod, and the rod bent over, you know, the rod tip, you know, just all the way in the water. I don't know if the reel jammed up or what, but the rod actually broke at the butt.
Ooh,
and as soon as I could blink, the rod was gone. So,
reel too?
Yeah, rod and reel was gone.
And fish.
So Dave came up and he said, "Where's the rod?" And I said, "It's in the water." He said, "How's it in the water?" The fish took it.
He won.
Yeah,
he won.
But did the fish win? 2 weeks later, he gets a message on Facebook. The guy says, "I have your rod and reel."
No.
Dave says, "Excuse me?
A lobsterman.
The time we were fishing right there was surrounded by lobster gear. The fish was just screaming away, and the rod actually got caught in his gear.
Wow.
No kidding.
Was the fish still attached?
The fish, we think, was still attached because the guy said that he pulled up the rod, and there was still weight on the other side of the line.
Unbelievable.
So he actually hauled his gear a day or two after, you know, we lost it, and he threw it in a bucket of water, the rod and reel in a bucket of water, and just threw it in his garage, and his mate went in there for something and looked at the rod and reel and saw fetune.com on the rod and reel and said, "Hey, wait a second." Yeah, we actually got the rod and reel back.
Unreal.
That's a cool trophy.
Great story.
Dave was happy about that.
I'll bet. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky person in our audience has got a brand new pair of Maui Jims coming their way as well, giving away 2 tickets to Fred Hall, Del Mar. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either two free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
It's Fred Hall showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. If it's Shimano you are after, look no further. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the largest selection in the show. Talica, Trinidad, Twin Power, Torium, Terramar, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and more. That's Shimano and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at SeaforthLanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the tickets going to the Del Mar Fred Hall Show. We're going to Dave in La Mesa. And then a big congratulations to Brian. He got himself a brand new pair of Maui Jim. Going to go to the Maui Jim booth inside the Long Beach Show and pick any pair he wants.
Yes, indeed. And you should pick any pair you want if you're into those readers. This is a heck of an opportunity here. Only going to happen today, right, Mike? And at the Maui Jim booth at Dana Landing.
Yep, they'll go right to the next show.
All right. Thanks, Mike, for all you do for Let's Talk Hookup. Appreciate that. And, of course, the premiere of Wicked Tuna tonight, right, guys?
That's right.
Yes, 9 o'clock.
All right, 9 o'clock?
Six o'clock here, actually.
Yeah, Nat Geo?
Yep, Nat Geo.
Yeah, very good. And keep up the great work, guys.
Great,
thank you for all your support. And don't forget to sign up for the trip in June to go fishing with Paul and, of course, Dave Marciano and benefit Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. And, Bart, give us the details on the last day of the Fred Hall Long Beach Show.
Well, we open at 10, and we're going to close at 7 o'clock. And if you join CCA out in front, it costs $50. You get a package immediately back that's worth over $200 right there with coupons. And then you're automatically entered in to several drawings that are worth thousands of dollars. So it's a no-brainer. I don't understand why everybody doesn't do it, but we need more people to do it. And also, sign this lead ban. You know, we don't want them to ban lead sinkers. The more names we have, the better chance we have of defeating it. Lots of seminars today. Lots of fun. The kids' trout pond is bite. We got new fish just yesterday.
Nice.
More fish for the kids. Learn to dive outside. You know, you got the dogs and the ducks and the and lumberjacks and the Maui and Hobie on the lagoon and casting. You know, My God.
Yeah, a lot going on. And look, I see the sky starting to clear, so the lagoon thing is going to happen today.
Oh, yeah, the rain's going to stop at 10.
Yeah, all right, perfect. All right, Bart, great job, great show.
Great job.
And come on down, 10 a.m. this morning to all the way to 7 o'clock tonight. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow. Not tomorrow. We're gonna be here to all day today in the Let's Talk Hookup booth. Rick will be in the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. And, of course, we'll be back on the air with Mr. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks next Saturday talking Del Mar Fred Hall show. And then next Sunday, Bart Hall and Mike Lum will be talking Del Mar show next Sunday right here on the Mighty 1090. Thanks to Adam in the studio at the Mighty 1090. Thanks to Rick right here in our remote studio at the Hyatt. Thanks to the guys at the Hyatt and, of course, Ball. And, of course, to Gary, Roger, Dave, and, of course, Dr. Bob for helping us out. And thank you most of all for coming out this morning. Turn in your clocks ahead, and we'll see you right back here on the Mighty 1090.